Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
If you're old like me, you spend a lot of your time thinking about how awesome it was being younger. Us old folk, we're all guilty of that. Hey, just thinking about the good old days. Like, being a kid was awesome. Remember not having to pay bills? Remember having your mom and dad just drive you around wherever you wanted, just having your own chauffeur, basically? Remember just opening the fridge or the cupboard and having food just magically there because your parents did all the grocery shopping? Like, being a kid, pretty sweet gig. But there are a few things that you just never miss about being a kid, hey? Like, for example, remember forgetting to take something out of the deep freeze when your parents asked you to do it? Remember how petrifying that moment was? Like, your parents would ask you in the morning, hey, take out some chicken breasts from the deep freeze. That's what we're having for supper. And you'd be like, okay. Then you go ride bikes with your buddies, totally forget about the chicken. And then right around 4:45, like 15 minutes before your parents get home, you're like, oh no. Oh no. Like, there's no possible way those are going to thaw out, even if you put them in the microwave. And then your parents would come home and they'd do the whole, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed kind of thing. And then you'd end up having like something super gross for supper as a punishment. Remember how awful that feeling was? Just that moment of panic when you realized you forgot to take something out of the deep freeze. Fast forward to being an adult, that's actually an awesome feeling now, because when you forget to take something out of the deep freeze, it's like, oh no, guess we'll have takeout for supper. Oh, what a bummer. Like, sometimes I forget to take things out of the freezer on purpose so I can just order a pizza instead. Everyone's morning routine is a little bit different, but most people do this thing that I like to call the pocket tap checklist shuffle. I do it every single time I leave the house for more than a few hours, and you probably do too without even knowing it. I mean, the pocket tap checklist shuffle, that sounds made up, right? No, that's when you tap your pockets to make sure you have all the important stuff you need before leaving the house. Most of the time, it is wallet, keys, phone, right? You tap your pockets, you do a little dance, you make a little song in your head, wallet, keys, phone, wallet, keys, phone. That's my pocket tap checklist shuffle. Well, it was for a long time. Now, because of everything going on in the world, it is now wallet, keys, phone, mask. Had to add mask into the equation there. Wallet, keys, phone, mask. Wallet, keys, phone, mask. Every single time I leave the house, it used to just be wallet and keys. Then cell phones came along, and those are basically necessary now, so it's wallet, keys, phone. Now with masks, a lot more people doing the wallet, keys, phone, mask. Some people's pocket tap checklist shuffle is just ridiculous, though. It'll be like phone, keys, wallet, mask, gum, smokes, headphones, granola bar, lighter, charger, sunglasses, extra pair of socks just in case, PB&J, five dice just in case I want to play Yahtzee. Like, do those people just wear cargo pants 24/7? I'm not a big stock market guy. Like, I don't invest in stocks, mainly because I don't know what the HE double hockey sticks is going on with the stock market. Numbers scare me. I'm more of a words kind of guy. Numbers, they can scram. So I don't know if this is possible, but if you can, invest all your money in pumpkin patches. You might think I'm joking here. You might think I'm being funny, haha, radio guy. No, there's no joke here. Invest your money in pumpkin patches for a couple reasons. First of all, it is just about pumpkin patch photo shoot season. That's when all the girlfriends and wives, they love taking their husbands or boyfriends or kids. They love doing the baby pumpkin patch photo shoot as well. They're going to be going there, and then their friends will see their Instagram photos and they'll want to go, and it's just going to start a circle. So pumpkin patches are going to be extremely busy because of that, but it's also going to be busy because outdoor activities are so fetch right now. With the whole COVID thing going on, you can't really have those indoor gatherings. So during the fall, you're going to want to do some outdoor activities to play it safe. And there aren't really too many outdoor activities, especially with no sports going on in the fall. So pumpkin patches are going to be that much more busy because of that fact. So photo shoot season plus a pandemic, that means a lot of people are going to be flocking to the pumpkin patch. Again, I don't know if you can invest in pumpkin patches. I'm like 99.9% sure you can't. So these 2 minutes have basically been a giant waste of time. When are the dishes officially done? Is it when they are put into the cupboard, or is it when they are just dry? Sometimes you do the dishes, and especially if you don't have a dishwasher, you do the dishes, you leave them in the sink, or you leave them on the dryer rack. Like, you get all the gunk and food off of them. They're clean, but they're not put away in the cupboards. They just sit there. Does that count as doing the dishes, or do you have to put the dishes back in the cupboard for it to count as doing the dishes? Just like many questions on our Facebook page, it's split 50-50 right now. Some people think you can just leave them on the dish rack or in the dishwasher, too. If you have a dishwasher, if your dishes are done, but they're sitting in the dishwasher, that counts as the dishes being done, right? Right now, 50-50. Some people agree, some people disagree. I used to be one of those people who would just leave dishes on the dish rack. Boom, they're done, because they have to dry, right? That's the excuse that people always like to use. Oh, they're sitting there because they have to dry, not because I'm too lazy to wipe them down with the rag. No. I used to be one of those let them dry people. But then we redid our cabinets, and it cost a bunch of money. And if we don't use those cabinets, it's just a giant waste of money. So I put my dishes back in my cupboards or cabinets, whatever you want to call them, not because I'm tidy like that, but because I'm cheap. On behalf of golfers everywhere, I just want to say screw you to the wind. The wind really ruined golfers' weekends. Hey, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just windy, and not like 30 kilometer an hour winds either. We're talking like 50, 60, 70 kilometer an hour winds. Golfing when it's windy is just, it's just not the same. I mean, doing anything in the wind isn't the same. The wind benefits nothing. Unless you're a windmill, the wind sucks. But golf especially really sucks with the wind. And I know what you're thinking, it's because it affects the shots. That's not really why wind affects the golf game, because most of us suck so much anyway that we can't control our shots. So who cares if it's a little bit windy, right? Your ball's going in the woods anyway. The reason that wind ruins golf games is because you can't hear a thing your partner says. Like, usually you're with someone else on the cart, right? You share a golf cart with someone, and sometimes they will take the golf cart to their ball and you'll be like 20 feet away. You can't hear that person trying to talk to you. And that happens all the time in golf. If you play, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're trying to yell to your buddy across the fairway. You're like, hey, can you bring me my 6-iron? I need that club. Not a problem. They'll just drive over, drop it off. On a windy day, you can't hear them. You're like, hey, can you bring my putter over here? What? Can you bring my putter over here? Why do you need butter? Do you have a bagel over there? So, no, I said putter. Putter. Putter where? Who are you talking about? Put her what? Putter. Thanks a lot, wind. Thanks a lot. Lost my voice yesterday because of you. Yes, it's just me today. Stacy has the day off, which is a bummer because, first of all, Stacy is a gem. Second of all, she really carries the squad here on Cruise Mornings. Like, she also does the news, so when she's gone, I have to do the news. The workload just, it's a lot more when she's not here. But there is one positive to Stacy not being here. It's that I get to play all of her embarrassing moments from over the years, and she's not here to say no, so let's go to the archives, shall we? I record everything Stacy says, like even before the show starts, after the show is over. I'm always recording Stacy because she's just hilarious when the mic is off and when the mic is on. Remember this one? I don't know if you do.
How do you spell nephew?
N-E-P-H-E-W.
I spelt it with an F.
That was a fun day, hey? I spelt it with an F. She can never get those PHs. Then there was the time last week where our cricket sound effect button didn't work. So she tried to do a cricket sound effect on the go, like a homemade sound effect.
Beep, 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 beep.
That was her cricket sound effect.
Beep, 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 beep.
That does not sound like a cricket at all. That sounds like two adults doing some adult things, if you catch my drift. Sex, that's what I'm talking about. So, Stacy, we miss you, and we especially miss your awful homemade sound effects. What the Saskatoon Police Service wants to do is have an all SUV fleet. They don't want to have any cars anymore. They want to have all SUVs, and I am all for this idea. Not because I'm a giant SUV fan. I don't have a subscription to SUV monthly magazine or anything like that. No, it's because I am still petrified of driving past those old Crown Victoria cars. Like, I don't know about you, but anytime I pass one of those white Crown Vics, I'm like, oh, that's a ghost car. Oh no, was I speeding? Am I going to get pulled over? Turns out it's just some random person's car, but I still think all those Crown Vic cars are ghost cars. If you know that every single police car in Saskatoon is an SUV, you won't have that problem anymore. So when a Crown Vic starts driving behind you, you won't have to immediately start to panic and get super sweaty. You can be like, nope.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.